Hey, Mom, what if making the bed wasn't a daily battle? Betty's all-in-one zipper bedding makes bedmaking so easy, the kids will even love doing it. No more messy sheets or tangled blankets. Just zip and go. Designed for busy families like yours, Betty's blends cozy comfort with effortless style. Make mornings smoother, rooms tidier, and life easier with Betty's. Shop BEDDYS.com today.
Norwegian Cruise Line invites you to experience more in the Caribbean, Alaska, Europe, and beyond. For a limited time, get 50% off all cruises and enjoy NCL's all-new More at Sea cruising package, including unlimited open bar, specialty dining, and more. Visit ncl.com, call your travel advisor, or 1-888-NCL-CRUISE. Offer ends soon. Norwegian Cruise Line, ships registry the Bahamas and USA. Restrictions apply.
This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged
with Emma, Damon, Ashley.
Let's go.
It's a sad, sad time in my house because I will tell you more on the show in due course, but my housemate Emer, who I talk about a lot, is moving out.
Ah,
I know. And it's
green, kind of green grass. Blue sky. You better throw a party on the day that I die. I just thought you needed a bit of a boost and
a
lift
song.
There.
Makes me so happy.
I thought it sounded like that's what she was singing.
I actually have so much respect for her. Like, if I had to start the process of moving out, I would sweat about it for so long.
She walked up
to the top of the stairs yesterday and was like, yeah, I'm just going to start filling a few bags. And I was like, just like that? I hadn't even thought about it. I was like, what? And she was like, sit with me on the landing and chat to me while I do it. I would say in 25 minutes, half an hour, she had like two suitcases full, had gone through like loads, like every time she was putting something into a suitcase, it was either going to like the recycling bin, clothing recycling bin, or was going home.
Yeah.
Just like that, it was done. And I was like, okay, obviously she's a long way to go, but that area, living there for 6.5 years.
Did you get any nice bits?
No, I refuse. I have enough shite at the moment.
Okay, fair enough.
Actually, I took one pair of shorts.
I remember I was moving out of my house once and I was like moving county and everything. Like, I used to live in Waterford for a couple of years and I remember my mates came up and I was moving back to Dublin and my mates came up and helped me pack. But like, we partied the night before and then we were to all put stuff in our cars and drive back. And I just remember not having a clue how to do it.
Oh man.
And just one of the lads' girlfriends was just like, so you've nothing packed or anything? I was like, no. So she was like, okay, you're in that room, you're in that room, you're in that room, you're in that room, I have to be home by 4. And we all just completely ransacked the house, got rid of everything and put it in our cars and just shoved it in. There was no organization up until that point.
The best thing I ever learned about moving house is if you're going into your wardrobe of hanging up stuff, just pick up the hangers and put a bobble around them and put them into a bag.
Oh yeah, that's very good.
Yeah, and then just hangers straight onto the rail.
Yeah. I can't believe I saw a TikTok years ago and I was like, how stupid of me to take everything off and fold it up and then put it back up. Anyway, it's bloody sad, man. It's going to be the end of an era.
But a start of a new one at the same time.
It's true, Dave. When one door closes, another opens. Isn't that it?
Ah, look, what a beautiful, sentiment.
Isn't that it?
Spin. Waking you up with Now.
Stream more football than ever with the Premier League, Champions League and Europa League with Now.
Spin. Let's go, go, go.
Here I go. Fully Charged with Emma,
Dave and
Ashley.
Morning, what's the story?
Good morning. Happy
Wednesday.
Oh, thank God, middle of the week. It's great.
That's great.
Ah, it's fantastic.
Ah, we're tipping on. It's only Wednesday though, guys.
We're glass half full, your glass half empty energy.
Yeah, we need to get on our level.
That glass half empty energy needs to go.
I just started off the day on a bad note, and that's because when I opened my personal email, everyone was shouting at me.
Oh God.
Everyone was shouting at me.
Capital letters.
Everyone's given out.
I've
been suspended from my eFlow account.
You've been suspended from your eFlow account?
Yeah, there's a problem with the money for me boxing, there's a problem with the money for me gym. Everyone's given out. And you know what it is? It's this phone causing me more problems. Remember I told you that the side button's gone, Apple Pay's not working, blah, blah, blah. So I was resigned to going back to, like, I don't know if you guys remember, there was days when I used to use this physical card to tap things.
Never heard of it.
It was weird. It was like this weird little small card. You'd have like an AIB one or a Revolut one. You'd have to take it out of your purse to pay for something in a shop. It was
so
mad.
Weird.
Where, like, you couldn't always just pay something with your watch or your phone.
That's your whole life, isn't it?
So that's my whole life at the moment. And the problem is I keep losing the cards. Mm. Yeah. So now all the cards that are linked to these accounts aren't working, that are broken.
Okay, so
and
now,
just
oh
when
no.
you think you've dealt with everyone and resubmitted the new card details, you're just getting shouted at again.
You have a real problem with losing cards. I will say that. I mean, like, as you say, you weren't always able to tap with the phone and the watch.
No, no.
And yet, if everybody lost cards as frequently as you did back in those times, it would have been a bit of a disaster.
It would have been.
If you'd like some money, if you're a scammer, just follow Emma Nolan around. She will drop her card at some point.
Everywhere. Oh, I'm just so sick of getting in trouble from everyone. I'm like, oh, sorry.
Leave me alone.
No card details. I'll probably lose it again next week and have to do this all over again in a month's time.
Oh, man.
Kicking off with Sabrina Carpenter. You're on Spin. I was in a sheer dress.
Recharged. Something funny is when celebrities claim to have been hacked online. I always enjoy this.
It is humorous.
It's always when they post or do something weird or bad and they face backlash, so they just instantly go, oh, I was hacked. And I just love it because it's something you can't really prove.
No, you can't.
We all kind of know.
Yeah, you can't really argue with it either. You're like, oh, damn it. You got me there.
The latest one, Justin Bieber unfollowed his wife, Hailey Bieber, on Instagram. Right?
Saw that announcement, yeah.
First of all, who notices these kind of things?
Yeah, there's someone I think whose like literal job is to keep an eye on who's
get a job.
Following and unfollowing things. And
sad.
Yeah.
Well, secondly, the whole thing caused a lot of controversy because it sparked a lot of rumours that the two of them were going to split up, even though the whole unfollowing came just a few hours after he posted a photo of her. Being like, I love you so much.
I don't know. These rows can kick off quickly.
Yeah.
But like in 4 hours and then unfollows your wife.
Maybe she didn't like the photo.
Yeah. Mother of your newborn baby.
Yeah, 5 month old baby. Yeah, yeah. So I thought the whole thing was quite interesting because not long obviously after the rumour mill began, Justin refollowed Hailey, posted an explanation on the story. And he was like, someone went on my account and unfollowed my wife. It's getting sus out here. Why would
if I had access to Justin Bieber's Instagram account for 10 seconds, I could do so many more fun things than unfollow Hailey Bieber.
Unfollowing Hailey, what a pointless task.
Oh, I'd be getting those contacts in the DMs. Who's making you your money?
Do you know what I'll do?
I'd be taking a double chin selfie and just sticking on the
floor. Yeah, of course.
That'd be funny. Crack. I just don't understand why you'd do that. Out of all the things you could do, I'd be going like through messages.
All the DMs.
Yeah, I'd be going through messages with like people I know to be like to see if they've messaged them.
Yeah.
Like,
I searched Selena.
I'd be so curious just to see how many DMs are coming through in the request folder at any given moment.
Mm. Mm.
Now, a lot of people did think it was a PR stunt saying that, you know, Justin's due to release an album in 2025, so that's probably it. If
God,
so,
is that how bad things are getting for a PR stunt?
The PR stunt didn't last very long. He was straight on the story, like, this is I was hacked.
Yeah, and it's not like everyone's just like, okay.
The whole thing did remind me, though. The whole thing reminded me of when Rita Ora claimed to be hacked. And this is one of my favourite moments on Twitter. What a great day on Twitter. She tweeted...
Oh, God, yeah, no, stop, I'm crying.
She tweeted, dropping my new song Monday if this gets 100,000 retweets.
Oh, yeah, no.
It didn't. It didn't get 100,000 retweets. She was like, yeah, by the way, my Twitter was hacked. Somebody's threatened to release new music that I've worked really hard on. Nothing comes out until I'm ready. The bots insist on it. When it's ready, we will drop music. Luckily, I caught the hacker really quickly and deleted the post.
No, I actually think I probably got 87 retweets.
Yeah, it was very bad.
it was quite bad,
Rita.
Yeah. Why did she think that was going
to
work?
I don't. Well, to be fair, she's got like 4 million Instagram or Twitter followers.
I
don't understand.
It's just so ballsy to ask for that in the first place. Just don't put yourself on a pedestal like that, babe.
But there's other times where like people have tweeted things, like really stupid things or embarrassing things, and then they didn't say, oh, I was hacked. They just like stuck with it. And
maybe they should have.
I kind of respect that, but they probably should have been like, I was hacked. Like Jamie Heaslip, he asked in a Twitter poll, should I start a podcast? And at the end results, it was a resounding no. It's like 67%. It was like, no, don't start a podcast.
I think these people forget that like not just followers can reply to those polls.
Yeah. Like I'd always vote the opposite. If it's a random thing that just comes up on, you know, someone I don't know.
Yeah.
Not that I often do that, but you know what I mean?
Other times was when Leo Varadkar was the Taoiseach. He tweeted, nationwide red warning. All schools and colleges are closed. And DCU tweeted him back. And they were like, can you clarify what is meant by colleges and institutions? Does this extend to third level institutions? They got so much abuse and no response from Leo that they deleted the tweet. It was amazing.
That was silly of them.
It was so like just trying to get a response from the Taoiseach. Some other just for Hall of Famers. Ollie Murs once tweeted, "Everyone get out of Selfridges. Shots fired. I'm inside." And everyone was confused. And Piers Morgan tweeted him to tell him to shut up because that wasn't happening.
Yeah.
He created this absolute pandemonium in a shopping centre, and there was nothing wrong.
What
did he think it was?
I don't know.
He thought there was something terrible.
Something going on. Lindsay Lohan tweeted, "What's everyone freaked out about Hurricane Sally for? Stop projecting negativity. Think positive." And then could talk about celebrity tweets that probably should have said I was hacked without talking about Brian McFadden tweeting that he wanted to fight ISIS. What a wonderful time.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
I had a bit of an excursion yesterday and something very mysterious happened on it.
An excursion?
I mentioned this to you, Emma, when you were off, Dave, a couple of weeks ago briefly, that for Christmas I got a steamer. And it's basically like a device that you hold up to your face and it just blows steam into your face.
I'm pretty sure you're supposed to use that for your clothes.
Yeah, I know. I told my friend that and she was like, okay. It's very good for your voice, for your sinuses, all that kind of crap.
Amazing.
And I would sometimes steam over like a pot of boiling water, whereas now I can steam from the comfort of my own couch.
That's very cool.
But this steamer...
It has a little thing that just goes around your nose.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Great. But the steamer came with these 30 milliliter capsules of like purified sterile water, right? And there's all these things on it being like, don't use normal water in the steamer. Oh. And I was kind of like, is that just some kind of crock so that I go and buy more of these capsules?
Yeah.
But I think like sometimes the chemicals in like the water in your tap would like corrode the thing.
Really?
Whatever. So I didn't want to use tap water, but I'm like not spending. It's like $20 for the equivalent of like 250 mil of water.
And I saw the show. Can I have a little sup? I'd love a bit of purified water if I've ever had it. And a nurse wasn't touching me. Like, don't do that. You'll be running to the loo.
You're not allowed purified water.
Apparently, she said. And that's a qualified what she said, nurse wasn't touching. Said, don't even think about it.
Thank God the listeners of this show are smart.
I know.
We are thick as hell.
I know. I was like, I'd love a sup of that.
Yeah. I bet that tastes class.
So instead of buying these little capsules, I said, I'm going to go out on my own. And I bought myself a 5 litre bottle of purified water and a syringe.
Oh, wow.
So I can pump it in myself, right? Anyway.
Where do you even buy purified water? Sorry.
I bought it online.
Oh, okay.
And I bought it on like maybe the 3rd or 4th of January. And then the snow hit and it was coming from Kerry and it was stuck in a post office in Kerry for about a week and a half.
Right.
So then last week it was due to be delivered. I was all excited. I feckin' missed the postman. And it was sent off to the like delivery centre where you had to go collect the packages.
Shout out to my postman who I missed him yesterday. 2 days ago, was looked in the postbox for the slip to drive up the mountain and get it. No, he just held on to it and did it yesterday.
Oh, nice. Come on. More of that, please. So anyway, headed off yesterday to the place and there was such a long queue at this delivery centre when I got there and I was like, oh, it was actually out the door. It was like 8 people in the queue or whatever. And the guy behind the counter was sort of like huffing and puffing. He was a bit stressed out with all the people there or whatever. And he was like, if you have an order number, will you write down a piece of paper for me? I'm not taking your phone back here. So everyone was doing that, whatever. But I had my actual docket, right? So anyway, got eventually up the queue and I was second in the queue. And as I was, he went off to the back to get something and another fella came out. And this guy had been on his own and kind of said a few times, I'm on my own over here, so give me a break, whatever. So this other guy came out and he opened up a second hatch and the woman in front of me went over to the second hatch. Grant, this man was wearing a hat, which is important. Your hat man goes back in and first man comes back out. And he looks at me and he sees like, he's like, you weren't first. And he looks over at the woman at the other hatch and he calls her over. He's like, you need to come over here. I'm the only one here.
Stop it.
Very unusual. She comes over and she's got a second docket. So she gives that to him. He's like, what's this? She goes, this is a second parcel. I gave my first one to the other guy. And he goes, there's no one else here. I'm the only one here.
Stop it.
I was like, what the hell? So anyway, he goes back in. And I go to the woman. I think there is another lad here. I was like, that other man was wearing a hat.
Yeah.
And she goes, yeah. I was thinking that as well. And she was like, he did kind of look like the first guy though, but he was wearing a hat.
Oh my God.
So anyway.
No.
Your man goes back out. Hat man.
Yeah.
And he goes and gets something else, but he doesn't come back to us. And then he goes back in. Next thing, other fella comes back out.
He's having his all on.
And he's got my parcel or whatever. And we never see the hat man and the other man
in the same room,
in the same place at the same time. but twice I saw a hat man.
What?
And oh, I don't actually have an end to this.
Why was non-hat man thinking that the other hatch was just been opened?
I'd say he was having everyone on.
I think he was having people on.
That's amazing.
I'd say he was making his day way more fun. I'll open the other hatch, bring your one over, and then go, what are you at?
And he made so many comments about being there on his own. He's like, this is a fucking nightmare. I'm absolutely flat out on my own. The size of the queue. And then he was coming out with multiple people.
Oh man, that's...
There is a time and a place.
It's absolutely mental.
You know what? If you need to make your day more fun, you do that.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
I felt like I was playing Guess Who. I was like, man with hat.
And did you not go, did you not just come out here in a hat?
No, I was really
confused.
Those
situations, I couldn't either.
Yeah, and I was afraid then that he'd be like, no, that was just me. Or, you know, like, how do you not recognise my face?
Yeah.
So bizarre.
That is mental.
He needs to up his game. Few fake freckles.
Yeah, mustaches.
Yeah. Change third it hatch. Open a
wedding
third
ring
hatch.
On and
you
off.
Coward.
Yeah, go on.
A few wigs. Yeah.
Open 1,000,000%.
Yeah, yeah. I love it.
I'm so invested. Gracie Abrams now. This is I Love You, I'm Sorry on Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Now.
Good morning.
Let's get you sorted, shall we? It is January. Times can be tough and we want to sort you with the €200 Lidl gift card. We're teaming up with Lidl all this week, Ireland's best value supermarket.
You can go full Lidl and shop without compromise in store. So we're going to play a little game with you. At the end of the game, someone is going to win €200 Lidl gift card. Right? All you got to do, WhatsApp us the word Lidl right now. 087-711-1038 is our number, and it's just the word Lidl will do.
Yes, the price is always right. That's our little game we're playing with Lidl. Zero logic involved, just a bit of luck really. As in, not like as in logic with the game, but as in there's zero like skill. Smarts or skills involved.
Like you literally have to do nothing but get in touch, and then if the world is in your favour this morning, you'll win.
Exactly.
And if you're not, if it's not your day, it's not your day.
If it's not your day, it's not your day. Shake it off and move on.
There are multiple shops from my house, between my house and the nearest Lidl. I pass all of them. Always to go to Lidl. Just to suck up to Lidl, I'm just saying.
No, like when the Lidl opened on Anger Street, it changed my life.
The bakery.
It's incredible. It's so close to work.
I saw a really big suit from this office yesterday, and I was just driving up Anger Street. A really big suit.
As
it
in a big
be going
boss.
Anywhere. Strolling into Lidl for
now. Oh my God.
Listen, lads.
That's it. You can't be a little Lidl.
You can't be a
little Lidl.
Lidl and WhatsApp now, please. 087 711 1038. You could get yourself €200 Lidl gift card this morning.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
I know I showed you guys this photo yesterday, but just in case you listening didn't see this online, where my sister lives nearby on this little tiny little beach, a massive, I mean a 20 meter dead fin whale washed up on the shore over the last couple of days, right? And you know the way we always see these nature programs and stuff of like the vastness and how big these creatures are?
Yeah.
But to see like my little niece, not too close, but obviously like they actually like didn't know what was going on until they went for their walk, and we're like, whoa, it's actually crazy how massive these yolks are. 20 meters is like what? It's like
20 meters.
20 meters.
So long.
That's so
well
I literally
done,
can't even like I'm like, what is it? As long as a bus? Longer? Two buses?
20 meters is a bus is only about 7 or 8.
Jesus, Callum's on the case.
Yeah, I actually probably should have researched examples of what 20 metres is.
Did it make the news, Emma?
Oh yeah, it's on RTE and everything. Ah. It's been reported in the Irish Independent.
The height of a double-decker bus is about 4 to 4.3 metres. So that's 5 buses stacked on top of each other.
We meant lengthways.
I meant lengthways now.
Yeah.
Lengthways.
It's just that's the height.
I know, but I wanted to see them as well.
Lengthways.
How long?
Go back and get the length.
How long is a bus? And Callum looks up the height of a bus.
I don't want to know what the whale's like standing up. He's dead.
But what I'm glad to know was it wasn't like he came in to die, which I thought would be real sad.
Is that not why they come in?
No, apparently they were someone marine people looked at him, and apparently he was dead for about a week at sea. So he
and
just
he
got
just
washed in.
Oh, okay.
Better
old age.
Know? Yeah,
isn't the ocean amazing that they can? It literally can just carry a whale into the.
I know.
Shore.
20 meters long. How many buses long?
The length of a double decker bus is 9 to 12 meters. So at least 2 Dublin buses.
Yeah.
Dear God.
Long. But I was thinking of the buses stacked on top of each other.
Yeah, that's a terrible way of...
I want to see how long the lad is.
But I think, like, thinking of five buses tall instead of two buses
long... No wonder your country still uses miles.
Look, I measure things in Subway sandwiches. It's a well-known fact.
Okay, how many Subway sandwiches long?
Get on that now.
Okay,
So did they go down and while you're at that, Callum, did they go down and look at the whale?
Well,
the cistern?
Again, they stayed far away, and they have been. All the public are being advised to stay away for health and safety reasons. Don't be going near the whale is obviously the official advice.
Right.
Is it 66, Callum?
20 meters is 65.6 feet, so it's 65.5 foot-longs.
Wow,
that's a lot of meatball marinara.
But that's only the height of the meatball marinara.
It was a long way.
This is new Tyler. It's called Push to Start and Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
I'm excited to play this game.
Phil and Aoife, both on this morning. We'll start with you, Phil. How are you?
Oh, good. Just opening up the starters here, about to start work.
You're about to start work. What do you do, Phil?
I thought you just said I'm opening up the barbecue, about to start work.
If only.
Oh,
no, I work for a bathroom company.
Gotcha.
Very good.
Gotcha. I was like, oh my God, sizzling sausages. Yes, please.
And did you say you were opening up the store?
Oh, yeah. I do all the deliveries this morning.
Good for you.
Good. Phil, are you one of them stores that has toilets in the store?
Oh, yes.
Has anyone ever used it by accident?
No, not that I know of.
Oh, okay. That's good. There's no, that'd be a big mess.
Little kid who's just getting over the potty stage.
Toilet! Oh, my God!
I'll use that. Okay, well, that's good, Phil. I'm glad to hear. Also on to play is Aoife. How are you, Aoife?
I'm good, thanks. How are you guys?
Oh, we're good. What do you do?
A membership association for dentists.
Dentist. All right, listen, this is how this is going to work. Dave will explain because I can't.
Phil and Aoife, welcome to the most complicated game on the radio. Okay, we have a load of random cash amounts on our big wheel. We've got to get closest to €200 spinning that wheel, okay? Player one, if you get to €200, player two doesn't even get to spin the wheel, unfortunately. You're trying to get as close to €200 on the wheel. You can only spin twice. Does that make sense, Phil and Aoife?
Yeah,
absolutely fantastic.
There's loads of different amounts, so it starts from like €5, goes up to 195. There's like 30. It goes up in sort of 5 and 10 increments. So there's low numbers and high numbers in there, which is good to know.
All right, so Phil, you're on line one. We're going to give you the chance to spin. Are you ready to spin?
Yeah,
let's do it. Oh,
okay.
All right, Phil, you're on €30. Now, what I would recommend, Phil, is you spin again. You don't have to, but I'd recommend you spin again to get closer to €200. Keep in mind, you could go bust if you go over €200.
Definitely spin again.
Spin again? Let's do it.
Do you like our wheel sound?
Love it.
It's not a wheel sound, it's a wheel.
Sorry.
Oh, I don't believe it, Phil. You're after going bust.
Phil, you've got €225, Phil. I'm so sorry.
You landed on the highest amount of €195. I'm so sorry, Phil and Aoife, for doing absolutely nothing. You have won yourself a €200 Lidl gift card.
Yeah, Aoife, you can thank Phil for that one. Listen, the both of you have a great day. Sorry about that, Phil. Aoife, enjoy the €200 voucher. What are you going to spend it on, Aoife?
Thanks. Oh, well, we've a baby due at the end of the month, so it'd be nappies and that sort of thing.
Amazing.
Not very exciting.
How are you feeling?
Yeah, good. I can't complain. So, okay,
Are you nearly
this
there? Another couple of weeks of work and then done?
Yeah, finishing up in a couple of weeks, so okay. Can't wait.
Sorry, one more question. Is it your first?
Yeah, my first baby, so exciting.
Best of luck, Aoife.
Congratulations, Aoife.
Thanks so much.
Enjoy that Lidl nappies. Yeah. Look, bye.
Bye, hon.
Yeah, bye. Thanks.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye. If you would like to win with Lidl, we will give you another chance tomorrow morning, and we'll do that just before 9:30 instead. We're like mixing it up around
here. Rest on.
Keeping you on your toes.
Rest on. Stop.
You're on Spin. Good morning.
Spin's fully charged.
Recharged.
Lady Gaga, Bruno Mars, and Die With A Smile. You're on Spin.
Gaga fans are up the walls.
Oh,
there's
something
going on.
The little monsters.
She's the little monsters. She's teasing stuff. She's like, doing this countdown. It's refreshing every day on her website and like posting up a different album. Everybody thinks she's going to release her new album.
Well, it kind of sounds like that.
It does.
I was
bang on.
I was on Instagram yesterday and I followed friend of the show Jason Byrne, and he was talking about once being on the Graham Norton show.
Oh yeah.
And he was also on the couch with Lady Gaga.
No. Wow.
And he said that after the end, he was like, she was basically picked up by like a parade of bouncers and led to the lift to go and leave.
Yeah.
And he said, he shouted after, "You never met the wife." And so she turned around and the wife was like, "Hello, you're a great singer." And Lady Gaga was like, "Thanks, bye." And then left. And she was like, "Jason, why did you do that?"
Hello there.
Good morning.
Morning.
Oh, I thought it was kind of cute that in the news there it said the kids' word of the year, children's word of the year is kindness.
Oh, is it the children's word of the year?
The children's word of
I
the year.
I thought it'd be skibbity toilet.
Yeah, I thought that was a crap word of the year, to be honest.
Kindness. Also, it's January. I presume this is on look back of last year. Yeah.
Why were they so late with that one, kids?
Kindness.
Interesting thing is.
Yeah.
More than half of children, 61%, said kindness was their chosen word of the year. Artificial intelligence came second.
Same vein.
Yeah.
Chosen kindness,
by 25%.
AI.
And it comes to their favourite slang word, slay, came top. Closely followed by Sigma, which I don't really know what that means.
Sigma's the singer who goes, "I know, you're tired."
Also, it's exams, the Sigma T's, the Micro T's.
A what?
They were exams I did in primary
here
school.
Here we go, Sigma. Guys. Let's get down with cool kids. Sigma is slang for cool or best.
Oh, very cool.
It sounds like something medical.
That's major Sigma.
Anyway, I think kindness is a crap word.
Well, do you want to
boring
know
kids.
The
I...
other kids' words of the year from across the years? 2023 was climate change. These kids
That's
are woke. These kids are woke as hell.
Two words.
2022 was queen.
Queen died.
Callum's put in brackets because the queen died.
This has to be an English list.
I would imagine though, queen, like, isn't that like, yes, slay queen?
Oh,
yeah, maybe a bit of both.
This is sad. I'm glad it's kindness. Anxiety was the word of the year in 2021.
Oh, that's really depressing.
But at least it was kind of on the nose. It was COVID times.
Yeah, very true.
With that in mind, the year before was coronavirus.
Coronavirus. And 2019, Brexit.
And this is
both. Oh, that's it. This is being made by teachers.
No, I'm sorry. It's a really good sign that we got to 2024 and we're going with kindness.
Yeah, actually, I'm now.
That's real Sigma of you guys.
Sonny Federa and Jazzy.
Did I do it right?
Yeah, I think so. I think you're good.
I've been ignoring a few symptoms the last few days, which is always a great thing to do. Not. So on Friday, I felt kind of a little bit of a niggle in my back left wisdom tooth, which would cause me a bit of grief every now and again, a bit inflamed, a bit throbby. But I ignored it, went off to London for the weekend, and that didn't do it any good. And it's been getting steadily slightly worse.
Been getting stupider.
Yeah.
Because of the wisdom.
Yes, very good.
Thank
very
you.
Good. The last couple of days, I dabbed a bit of toxic clove oil on it.
Oh,
which
yeah.
You guys tasted on the show before. Liquid poison. But it is very good for numbing it. And I know probably that I need to go to the dentist and get an antibiotic because that's happened to me a couple of times with this particular wisdom tooth. But then they're going to tell me I need to come back for an x-ray, and then they're going to tell me I need to get it out, and then they're going to tell me that where it's placed is quite close to the nerves in my face, so there is a risk that it'll paralyse my whole face when I get it out.
Nice.
And I just don't want to have to handle all that. I don't want to deal that. If you go onto my inbox on my emails and you search the word x-ray, you will find many emails with the scans of my mouth.
Oh, God.
I've had this tooth x-rayed so many times with the intention of finally getting it out.
But you just bail.
Every time I bail, yeah.
Sometimes, I'd be with you. I couldn't.
Sometimes I make appointments in the dentist and then, like, literally
cancel
leave
them.
And I cancel them straight away.
But the thing about it is, with the wisdom teeth situation, and luckily I haven't had to get mine out, but, like, if you've had dental work done, like, you've had braces, would that just mess everything up and your teeth would move again?
Well, because it's the wisdom tooth, it's so far back, but I think the fear is that it's like it's pushing into another tooth, and they're like, it could cause like a cavity in that tooth. So I'm like, it will be a domino effect. I probably do need to get it sorted.
Is it just me? I hate teeth. Like, teeth freak me out.
Also, why can't we just be born with the one set?
Yeah.
The whole, we'll see how they get on with the baby ones, and then they go, like, just give me teeth.
I'm fine. Like, I'm here eating an apple. I'm absolutely grand. That's the hardest thing you could eat.
Yeah, true.
I'm all good. I also remember when producer Callum got his wisdom teeth out last year. He went through that absolute
horror. He turned into a miserable person. Oh, it was awful. It was awful. It was sad.
So I've said to myself, instead of getting this wisdom tooth taken out professionally, surgically, how about I devise a plan whereby I can decay it?
Oh, God.
Myself, while protecting the rest of my teeth and allow it to just slip away naturally.
Yeah, it sounds like a great idea.
Yeah? So this is what I'm proposing. So firstly, I'm going to devise a gum shield-like device that protects all my teeth bar that one.
Oh, yeah, very
and
good.
And then every morning when I wake up, I will swish and gargle a full can of Monster.
Yeah.
So we're hitting it first thing in the morning
that's
hard.
That's a real good punch to the tooth, yeah.
3 times a day, I plan to give my left jaw just a light box.
Oh, okay? Yeah, I plan on doing that too.
You can help. Yeah. You can join in. And that's just to sort of naturally loosen it from the gum. And just like the repetition of that will help. I plan to rub a lollipop on the tooth twice a day because teeth famously hate lollipops.
Yes, yes. I've heard that, actually. I've heard about that.
Another thing is I'm going to hang upside down for 30 minutes a day, but hold all my other teeth in place. But just let that one, let gravity take its course, and let that one sort of just start falling down.
All I keep thinking every time you're speaking is dib dabs, and I'll dib dab around that tooth.
That'd be great. And then the last thing I'm going to do is that every night before bed, I'm going to place a chewit on the tooth, squish it down, and then head off to sleep.
And hope for the best.
And leave her there.
Rather than you trying to cure the tooth, you're trying to remove the tooth. Like, listen, loads of kids would have advice on this because a lot of people try and get their tooth out for the tooth fairy as soon as possible.
They would.
You're looking at the tooth like a stump in the garden.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
You just want to kind of burn it.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. So you can cauterize it as well. That might work. Mm. Yeah, so that's the plan. Anyway.
Or just like go private, get knocked out, and get it taken out.
I think David
might be nice, wouldn't it?
I think if you're ever going to spend money on anything, it should be that.
Yeah.
Because I would be so in your boat. I could not deal with getting it taken out normally. Mm. I think I did that once as a kid. And I could never do it again.
I do think the chew it would be kind of nice.
Kayleigh was on.
Aisling, I had 4 impacted wisdom teeth and I got all 4 of them out in 2021 and it's the best thing I've ever done. I promise you, you need to go get them out. I used to be exactly like you, in so much pain at the stage where my jaw wouldn't even open. It was so sore to even talk. Literally, you need to get them out. Best thing ever.
Oh, there you go, Ash.
How well, I'm not as bad as Kayleigh now.
She didn't mention a single chew it.
Yeah, I don't know. I think she's done it all right.
I think the problem is it's going to get a lot worse, honey. That's the thing, isn't it?
Look, we'll see. We'll see how the plan goes.
How are the other 3 at the moment?
They're grand.
Oh, good.
Happy end.
This is Spin.
Whoa. All is right. It?
Good morning.
Doesn't sound like Spin.
This is very exciting for fans of heavy metal. They're now going to have a chance to study their favourite genre at a degree level at a university in the Netherlands.
Ooh.
Very exciting. So this is getting reported on all across the world. So let's go to Australia, to Channel 7.
Students in the Netherlands can now earn a degree in heavy metal music. The 3-year study program is a one of a kind that includes mastering the art of growling.
Heavy metal.
On.
Heavy metal. When I was in secondary school. Yeah, whatever, Grant. I should never try. I got too excited.
Heavy metal.
Music is getting me carried away.
Blame the music for that shite accent.
When I was in secondary school, a friend of mine went through this phase so badly and would constantly make me learn how to do the squeal, or as she called it, the pig squeal. It's not great now.
That's not a pig squeal, though, I wouldn't have thought, no.
That's what she called it back in the day. This is long ago.
Yeah, it's not higher.
It's called Summer College, which doesn't really fit the narrative of the story at all, in Eindhoven. The new faculty is called the Metal Factory. And as she mentioned, the art of growling is studied in its singing classes. And then the other stuff, guitar, bass, drum, keyboard, and metal audiences. So how do you go about learning this?
You start with a sigh or a groan and use your vocal cords to gradually transform it into a primal scream.
Wow, I've often heard like people doing that type of thing and I mean like, where did you learn that?
It's so impressive.
How are you doing that?
To carry on in like a live gig. potentially what, an hour and a half to 2 hours of featuring in most of your songs.
It's, I'm so jealous of their vocal cords.
It's very cool. Yeah. But I don't think they're doing it the way like we think they are. Do you know what I mean? Like, say if we were to scream like that, it obviously damages our vocal cords. I'd say they're doing it in a different way.
Yeah, they've learned how to do it right.
Well, the good news is we're going to learn this morning. Dave and Aisling, I'm going to put you to the test and try and teach you how to growl.
Teacher, I've been excused from this lesson because I have an injury on my vocal cords, and if you want me to talk for the rest of the show, teacher said that I don't have to do it.
Cool, Aisling.
She's got notes.
Yeah, sorry. I actually will destroy myself if I do this.
Fair enough. You have a musical coming up. You need to mind the notes. Dave, it's all on you. You've been through an emo phase. I know this doesn't quite qualify for the narrative, but still.
I still like a bit of heavy metal every now and again. So I'm happy to learn.
Okay.
As fans of heavy metal commonly say, I like a bit of heavy metal every now and again.
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes I like...
A lot of fans listen to this being like, what did he just say?
There are certain songs that I like that do a little bit of a screamo midway through, and I don't, you know, hate it.
Okay.
So I think I'm...
You sound like such a metal.
Just call me a Metallica fan.
All right, Dave, let's start off with a very simple one.
Is that you?
No, that's not me.
It sounds a bit like you. Doesn't it?
Yes, that's pure me there.
That the love does sound like you. It sounds like when you do that. I love... Oh, God. You. That's really sore already.
You sound like a 70-year-old.
Ashing's out, you're in.
I. Oh, that's good.
It really hurts. Love.
Yeah, well, it's sore.
You.
Really sore.
You've got to go from the throat, I feel.
Yeah, the worst place.
Come on, everyone now listening on the way to school. Let's go.
I love you.
That's terrifying.
All right, Dave. We'll move on. Try this one instead.
Oh, I want to do this so badly.
I've just had some water.
That was great.
Thank you.
Well,
really good.
It's like Kiss.
Yeah, that was good.
Callum.
Callum's the best.
Callum's class. Slipknot.
You
have to really get in the zone, yeah.
Very good.
This one, finally. This clip goes on for 17 seconds, so a lot of deep breathing and preparation, okay?
Oh, come on, lads.
Have a listen.
Are you ready? So it's an Are You Ready?
But he's still going, let's... How impressive is that?
I'm going to start a timer before I start.
Go at the same time.
Yeah, and I'm going to throw this out there. I'm going to give you 7 IMC Cinema Passes if someone sends an Are You Ready in as a voice note.
Okay, and as long as you can possibly hold it for, okay? Do we need to do it one more time?
Yeah. No.
Okay, let's get ready. Let's get ready because everyone listening
17
now.
Seconds of it again.
Are you ready? And try and keep it up as long as you can.
Are you ready?
And if you can surpass 17 seconds, well, you're unbelievable.
Okay,
Take it away, boys.
I'm going to start the timer.
Okay, 3, 2, 1.
Are you ready?
Metal band and be their lead singer.
You'll find me in Fibbers tonight at 8 o'clock.
Callum, get yourself to Summer College in Eindhoven.
This is unbelievable.
Incredible.
Did you know you had this talent?
Not a clue.
That was excellent.
I'm not going to be able to speak for a week now.
No,
this
you
is
won't.
The most out of character thing ever, and I'm so impressed, Callum. Well done. You're purple.
A star is born.
A star is born. Right, back to normal things. And this is Spin, believe it or not. We were just talking about this new degree level course in a Dutch university where fans of heavy metal can learn how to do all the usual stuff in that genre, including mastering the art of growling. We were testing this out in this morning show, and we can only apologise that cars in Dublin this morning now sound like this. Wow. There's a whole family involved there.
I think there's a load of dogs in the back of the car.
Some trip to school. That's Sakti and the gang. And this in from Shauna.
Are you ready?
Love it,
no,
Shauna.
Girl. You've a long way to go, but really good start. Yeah. All the same.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Let's talk about Big Pig, okay? She's from Cork. She is. Kind of making waves in the music industry at the moment. She's doing very, very well. And I was like, where in God's name did the name Big Pig come from?
Spelled it's with mad, isn't it?
Two like, her name is and, Jess, like.
Yeah, her name's Jess. It's spelled with two I's in the middle of both Big and Pig, right? Apparently, she said she went to a pizza place with her friend on a night out, and for some reason she thought it was hilarious that one of the pizzas on the menu was called Big Pig. And so
must
she
have
decided
been just a giddy night with the girls.
Yeah, and so she decided that's going to be my stage name, and I will be from this moment on be known as Big Pig.
I hope that restaurant knows.
I hope they do as well. Yeah. I wonder, is it in Cork? Probably in the UK, yeah, though, because that's where she lives. But I instantly thought, oh yeah, you know when restaurants have food on their menu, but it's not called, like, you know, chocolate pudding. It'll be called like big lump of chocolate on a cake.
Yeah.
And with a flump.
Like chocolate lava disaster.
Exactly. I absolutely hate that. And like, I couldn't picture myself going into this restaurant that Big Pig was on, that was in, and going, I'll have the Big Pig, please. Yeah. I just think that's so embarrassing.
I know.
Sometimes in those situations, you have to just point to the menu.
Yeah, I'll have this.
The number seven.
Yeah. I love when they have numbers. I'll have the number seven. Is absolutely perfect. But I couldn't really imagine myself saying I'll have the Big Pig thing. I think I cringe already at the thought of it.
Hmm.
But it brought me back to, I remember, is it Storm in a Teacup is in Skerries, and it's like an ice cream shop, right?
Right.
And I remember going there with an ex-girlfriend of mine. And her keeling over because I wanted one thing, one specific thing on the menu, but I couldn't really say it. And so I finally had to go up and I worked
what
up
age
the courage.
Were you at the time?
I'd say I was about 19, 18.
Okay. Oh, yeah, so you're trying to be cool.
So you're trying to be cool, do you know what I mean? And so I walked up and I really wanted what was called a mucky mess.
Oh, no!
And it was just like, chocolate in like a cup with ice cream and cream, and it would just look class. And I couldn't, and I was like, will you go and order? She was like, not a chance. I need to hear you say you want the mucky mess.
The mucky mess.
So I went up and I asked for the mucky mess, and I was so embarrassed, and I came back down, and then she was keeled over, and I was like, what? And she was like, do you realise how you just ordered that? And I was like, no. And she was like, you went up, you kind of went, just have the mucky mess there, please.
You're on the accent as well.
I'm on the accent. Trying to make me sound a little bit cooler.
Yeah.
I'll have the mucky mess there, please. I was so embarrassed. And I guarantee it, I could text her today and she'd be like, I remember this. I remember this moment.
The mucky mess.
The mucky mess.
Can I have the mucky mess there, please?
In Skerries. And just be like, oh, I love the mucky mess there. to this day, I thought it was so embarrassing. But then there's like other things on other menus, like I think in Nando's they do like chocolate loving spoon cake, and I just could never order that. Like, just say it's chocolate cake. There was another one. I was in Crewe a couple of weeks ago, and they had a drink on the menu, and I was like, I really want it. It sounded great. Wasn't going to order it, and refused to order.
Why? What was it called?
Blood sugar sex magic.
Hiya, I'll take the blood sugar sex magic, please.
It's like a
blood sugar drink. Witch.
That's exactly how I'd say it. I'd be like, oh, you get the blood sugar
ding.
Yeah. I could never be like the sex magic, please. It'd just be too embarrassing. So, and then I was like, there are embarrassing foods out there. Maybe you listening are thinking, I know exactly one on the menu that I just refuse to order because it's too embarrassing to actually say the words. 087-711-103, and voice notes are obviously welcome on this. We want to know, what are embarrassing foods to order? Like, because the mucky mess thing will haunt me for the rest of my life.
That's so
funny. I love the mucky mess.
I love that mucky mess there. Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
Another nice name, Chaperone, but it's not as nice as Big Pig, which
we are
really enjoying at the moment. She's being played on Spin. But she said she got her name from when she went to a pizza place with her friend and for some reason thought it was hilarious that they had a pizza on the menu called Big Pig. And I just instantly thought, I could never order that. Even if it sounded like the perfect pizza, I could never order that. It'd be too embarrassing to walk up to someone and be like, yeah, I'll have the Big Pig. It's the same as when I was in an ice cream shop in Scarries and I ordered a mucky mess and I just felt so stupid. I was like, I'll have the mucky mess there, please. I think I said it about 100 miles an hour. I'll have the mucky mess there, please. Very embarrassing.
Say that again? Could you slow down and say that again?
The mucky mess. So we are curious, what are some embarrassing foods to order? 087-711-1038.
Josh was in touch.
There's a restaurant in Dundrum. I think it's a steakhouse. I actually have the best names for kids' menu items.
Go on.
So instead of having the cheeseburger and chips or sausage and chips, they have the I want to go home, I want a McDonald's, or the stop. I'm not hungry. And the kids, when I brought them, thought it was great.
Sorry, that's exactly what I was going to talk about. There's a place where I brought my niece before where it's the I don't know. And it's a toasty.
Very good.
And then there's one called I'm not hungry, and it's nuggets and chips. And you're Scarlet, but you're like, she'll have the I'm not hungry. She's like,
that's really
funny. That's so weird.
They're good.
I couldn't even say that though. I couldn't even be like, I'll have this, she's not hungry.
Yeah. A very much non-PG version of that is this cookie company that's popular in Dublin. And the cookies are all really bold. Some I literally couldn't say on the radio.
Okay.
But for example, one of them is called the Vanilla Just Like Your Sex Life cookie.
Ah, come on.
For God's sake. There's no way I'm calling that anything but vanilla.
So self-deprecating as well if you order that.
There's the Dump Truck. I'll take the Dump Truck cookie. I'll have the Dirt Bird. I'll have the Dime Daddy.
No, that's one I couldn't. I couldn't
say Daddy.
I couldn't say a Dime Daddy.
And then another place that gets me as well is the Toasty Place Happy Out.
Yeah.
And it's just a simple tuna and cheese toasty, but it's called the Stay Tuned. I hate myself when I'm like, I'll have the Stay Tuned.
I wonder,
does you have a great day?
As Irish people, has anyone ever gone in with pure conviction and confidence? I mean, I will have, the mucky mess.
Yeah.
I will have the that drink I saw on Crew. I'll have the blood sugar sex magic.
Brian is standing by there as well. What do you find embarrassing to order, Brian?
The Nando's ones are the Mad Egg ones are so embarrassing.
The Mad Egg ones. Go on, tell us.
Love me raunchy.
What's love me raunchy?
What's love me raunchy? Yeah,
love me raunchy is the buffalo ones, I think.
Okay. Right, okay.
Like raunchy, they're playing with the raunchy foot, are they?
Buffalo wings.
That's so embarrassing.
Yeah. What are the others?
Love me sweetie is the honey glazed one.
Oh, anymore?
And then love me my way. I think you get to choose your own dip. They're so funny.
I'll have the love me my way, please, sir.
God,
you get to choose
awful.
Your own dip. That's terrible in so many ways.
Yeah, they're gone.
That's funny, Brian. Thanks.
Thanks, Brian. Good luck. This morning on the show, we're talking about embarrassing foods to order. Louise was on, and the boss has basically said, maybe if you've kids in the car, lower your radio down, because it's not rude, but it might be a little bit inappropriate. Have a listen to what Louise said.
Lads, if you talked about embarrassing or weird foods to order years ago, there was a restaurant in a hotel in Sutton. And at Christmas time, I went with my husband for dinner, thought we'd have a really nice meal out. And they had Bambi and Thumper on the menu.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Ah, no. Don't give them the name.
I did. When I gave the warning, I didn't know what was coming. I'm so glad the warning was said.
Yeah, good warning.
On tomorrow's show, who would you like to eat? Would Shrek taste nice?
Yeah, I'm all over that. Let's do that.
I've said it now, we have to do it.
Now we're doing it.
Wake up.
Spins fully charged.
Ella, Dave, and Ashley.
You wake up in the morning.
Spin is on.
Good morning. What's the story?
Morning.
Hello.
How are we?
I've got my nails done a couple of times recently, and I think I'm come to the conclusion that I'm just not supposed to get my nails done.
Oh, why?
It's not been working out for me.
Are lovely.
Thank you, but look at this horrible one. Broken. So I got them done on Thursday or something.
I told you, girl, biab's the only way to go.
But I don't want that.
They're
for
better.
Nails.
I'll convert you eventually and then you'll say, oh, I should listen to you the first time.
Do you have Biob? Do you have Biob on at the moment?
No, I actually had to cancel my appointment yesterday because I was a sleepy gal and I thought I'd fall asleep on the table. But Biob is better. It lasts way longer.
But I want my real nails. I don't want my nails to be covered in gunk.
Oh yeah, you're at the early stages. Give it a while.
Yeah, fair enough. But anyway, got them done. They broke. It broke. One of my nails broke like literally 2 days later. So annoying. But at the, as well, and I never said this, when I got my nails done, they were pushing my cuticles back so far, which they've done to me before. I looked down. There's blood all over my hands.
Oh God,
Jesus!
Bleeding, I was.
Oh no!
I was literally bleeding from my cuticle for about an hour afterwards. I'm not meant to get my nails done.
No.
Back to the polish.
Well, yesterday on the show when I planned on going to get my nails done, I said something about cubicles.
Yeah. You did. You called your cuticle a cubicle.
So I really have no business being anywhere next nor near a nail salon.
I enjoyed that.
It actually kind of ruined my confidence for going as well. I was like, I can't do that today. I just went in the radio and called a cuticle a cubicle, so that's not great.
Well, buckle up, because for the next 4 years, it's going to be all about Trump.
He has just become
the president of the United States of America.
I used to have so many genuine nightmares about him the first time around. Here we go again.
Here we go again. It's going to be rough, but look, we'll get through it because some of it will be entertaining, and that's all we can cling on to in any way.
I remember when he got elected the first time, a girl I know in college put like a Trump blocker on her laptop.
Oh, very good.
An extension, and nothing came up. Like, she couldn't see a news story that was like in the last. Like,
I have his name
3 months
muted on Twitter, so I don't see anything.
That's genius.
But like, barely anything was coming up for her. Thanks. Well, everyone was talking about him.
There you go. There are some tips for you if you want to take them. But what I found interesting was like he became president again there the other day, and he was president for I'd say about 2 hours, and he just started pardoning people.
Yeah.
And if you don't know, basically the president has the power to, I suppose, tell you, don't worry about the crime you've committed.
I've
declared that you're free.
I think that's a mad rule.
Usually they do it at the end of their like term.
Yeah, Biden did it to his son.
And you're talking about like in a democracy. You're just one based on a democracy.
Yeah.
And you're saying that you can pardon people based on things that, anyway.
As so one person.
A lot of people who were at the January 6th riots were pardoned because they were kind of Trump supporters, and he always said he'd pardon them once he got back into things. So he did. He pardoned them. I think he pardoned like 6 people who were like arrested from the January 6th. So I thought, why don't we all come up with things we would like to pardon on the show.
That sounds a bit dark now, Dave.
No, but don't worry, we can go in weird ways. So we can go make it light, almost. Okay. So, for example, I would like to pardon Bambino for the terribly organised and insanely long queue out the door.
Yeah.
Because the pizza is worth the wait. And that is why I would like to pardon Bambino.
Okay, that's fair.
Nice. Yeah, I got it.
I would like to pardon Dublin Bus for not having a tap-on system because the Leapcard app is really easy to navigate.
That is
yeah,
decent.
Yeah. And the frog is cute.
Really cute. Really cute.
A great
and everything's
mascot.
Green and I like that.
I'd like to pardon Clonakilty Black Pudding for all the pigs they've killed over the years.
Genius.
Because they make a great veggie sausage. I have to say, those veggie sausages are
wow. I don't think the vegetarians
darkest,
are going to agree with you there. A lot darker than I thought. I would like to pardon Grand Canal Dock for the big red spikes that are pretending to be art, because that's where Ashton got engaged and now I love them.
Well, that's cute, Dave. That's nice. I'd like to pardon the many water bottles that have removed the sports cap, because it's made me drink more tap water and it's much cheaper.
Very good.
Very good. I'd like to pardon Keith Duffy for joining Boys Life because he also made Thailand.
Thailand. I would like to pardon Eric Ten Hag for United being 13th in the league.
Why, Dave?
Because it very clearly was not entirely his fault.
Because where are you now?
Because we're still 13th. And he's been gone a while.
I'd like to pardon Rihanna for not releasing music for however many years now, because she's 2 very cute babies and she posts them a lot.
That's fair.
That's nice. Yeah, that's nice. Yeah. And I'd like to pardon Tom Grennan for anything bad he's ever done because of this.
Fire to sun. Doing what you've always done.
Been a while.
Jeanette, the best a man can get.
Oh, God. If only the quality of that was good.
I'd like to pardon how bad the quality was of that clip because you'll sing the Gillette song again.
Dead right.
It's been a while.
Dead right.
Lonely Young.
No,
and Messi on Spin. She's currently my favourite person to follow on Instagram. I feel like Instagram is a very boring place at the moment, but Lola Young is fun.
Mm. What's she be doing?
She just does be posting a lot, and she's just a different and cool gal.
Okay, cool.
Doing her own thing. I appreciate
just like
that.
Yourself, Emma.
Right, this makes me sound super uncool. So yesterday, basically, my mom came to stay with me in Dublin. She had a really early flight this morning. She had to be at the airport at like 3:30-ish. Anyway, so she came up yesterday evening, and this is like the prime example of when you know you're turning into your mother type of situation. So she said, I'll give you a call. Like, she was going to stop close enough to Dublin to fill up the car or whatever. So she gave me a ring and I missed the call, and I rang back and I was in the middle of like making us a stir fry for dinner. And I was like, yeah, you all right? And she was like, oh yeah, just letting you know I'm about 40 minutes away. I was like, yeah, I'm just in the middle of the dinner here, so just drive safe, yeah? Yeah, grand. Yeah, cool. Perfect. You're all right with hot sauce, are you? Grant, all right, go on, see you in a while, right, Grant. Then she arrived and it was lovely, and she came in, and obviously it was great to catch up with her and stuff.
I always find it bizarre, like, that your parents stay with you.
I know, it's funny. I suppose it's just because it's based, I suppose it doesn't really happen necessarily in your case because your parents are so close to the airport themselves, as is Aisling's parents, so they need to get to the airport, whereas
it's just gas, like,
farther away.
The thought of them like staying over and you having to like look after them.
Well, it's even funnier in the case of my mom because we have to share a bed. Because obviously I've got two housemates.
Oh, of course.
And then my other housemates are like rocking around. They're like, hiya, Katie. And she's like, how are you, Brian? What's the story?
Oh my God.
Cute. It's nice.
She must love that then. She must feel like just part of the house.
Sleepover.
Like,
Totally, but as the evening went on, I realised, God, like, I really am her, like, so much so.
Oh, go on.
After dinner, she went to like pick up the spray to like wipe down the table. And I was like, would you sit down? I'll do that. Honestly, it came out of my mouth and I was like, oh my God, it's getting really bad.
That's very mom.
It is.
Coded,
yeah. There was something in the fridge that was smelling bad, and it's January, so everyone has so much food in the fridge, and I could not diagnose where the smell was coming from. Like, something stank. Hmm. And as we were in the middle of conversation, like my mom would be over the years, multitasking while smelling the fridge and like cleaning it, she's continuing this conversation with me, whatever. So we were chatting.
While you're looking in the fridge.
While I'm like, where's that bloody smell from? And as I'm like pulling the drawers and the, you know, the holders on the door in the fridge to clean them, I could just feel the pride. Do you know? It was just a tangible
from
sense
her.
Of pride. Yeah.
That's so funny.
She's like, look at my girl
and
go.
Then bedtime, she was like, well, we go up to bed and watch something on your telly. I said, yeah, we will. But mom, only the one episode now, you're up early.
Oh, no, Emma.
No, honestly, I was like, now, come on, it's 9:30. You're getting up at 2:30. We, like, literally, mom, you need to get at least 4 hours sleep if you're driving that car.
That's so funny.
That is
we
gas.
Watched an episode of Afterlife. And she was like, we'll throw another one. I was like, absolutely not. You go to sleep,
time
Katie.
For bed, Katie.
Yeah, yeah.
So
I couldn't sleep for a while. So I was playing my little crossword game on my phone with the light down, obviously.
Oh, gosh, you are old.
And yeah, I know.
I do my crosswords.
That's what I do.
I don't sleep well. No, I just don't sleep very well.
I do my crosswords. Yeah.
Sudoku, if it's really bad.
Crossword master, I'm telling you. Brilliant. But then she'd been asleep for about an hour, and then she woke up. And she was like, what are you playing there? And we were having a chat, and I was like, mom, would you go to sleep? So the alarm goes off at 2:30. And I'm like a fuss pot. I'm like, do you want a cup of tea before you go? I'm like, she's like, would you go to sleep? You're getting up for a few hours. I was like running around after.
Oh,
making
no,
sure
now there's
the
two of you in it.
I know.
You go to sleep. No, you go to sleep. No,
now
I go
we're
to sleep.
The same person. It's bizarre.
That's cute, know. Though. Very cute.
It is cute.
And my parents, if you're listening, you were never allowed to stay with me. Ever.
I just think Don happen. Would love a sleepover.
You and Don would have a grand old night.
Imagine yourself, Don, Linda and Ben.
Yeah.
I'd give him a go, Dave. That'd be so funny. He'd have a ball.
Don't say the same thing that Dave has written down. That Dave has written down. That Dave has written down.
I still can't believe that one day I just started singing that and it totally worked. To the tune of Yellow Submarine.
It was perfect.
It was so perfect. I
still
don't know.
Remember that moment. It was right in this room.
It was so bizarre how that works. Yep. Welcome to Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down. This is a game I haven't played yet in 2025 and I am excited to.
It's 22nd January.
I know, yeah. I was awful sick.
Say that one more time.
I will. I'll say it later on. So, who have we got to play?
It is Lisa this morning. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you? What's your plan for the day?
Just work.
What do you do?
I'm a support worker.
Very good, Lisa. I like it.
Is that in some sort of office or...?
In healthcare.
Oh, in healthcare.
Very good.
Brilliant.
God, we've had another care on this week. As we said before, you're doing God's work.
Very nice,
love healthcare.
Lisa. Fair play to you. It's amazing. And let's see if we can win you some IMC cinema passes today. Have you heard this game before, Lisa?
I have, yeah.
You have. Okay, I'm going to explain it to you just in case you are forgetting the rules. This is Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave's Written Down, a game where if you say the same thing that I've written down, then you lose. You're trying to say a completely different thing that I have written down. Everyone you get right, you will win an IMC Cinema Passes. There are five up for grabs. If you say something that's not in the category, you're also out. I'm going to give you a question. You're going to hear three beeps. You answer on the third beep. Does that all make sense, Lisa?
Yeah.
Here we go. My first game of Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave's Written Down in 2025 starts right now.
Oh my God, the 22nd of January.
I know. I was awful sick, Lisa. I'm so bad. All right, here we go, Lisa. Don't forget those three beeps. You're answering on the third beep, question number one. Name any county.
Cork.
Cork. And I have written down Wicklow.
Nice one, Lisa. Okay, you have won one IMC Cinema Pass. You can play on to win two, or you can go home with your one. What would you like to do?
Play on.
Play on. A good decision, Lisa. A great decision. Question two. Name any app on your phone.
YouTube.
YouTube. And I have written down the weather app.
Congratulations, Lisa. You, with this, with YouTube, you have taken a second IMC Cinema Pass. Do you want to risk those two?
Go for the three.
Grand.
Wasn't even going to let her finish the question. I like it, Lisa. That just wants to continue on with the game. Here we go with question three, Lisa.
It also sounds like Lisa's under pressure to get working.
Here we go.
That's it.
Question three, Lisa. The first thing that comes to mind when I say New York City.
The Statue of Liberty.
The Statue of Liberty. Something quite famous in New York City. Mm. And I have written down the Empire State Building.
Oh, that was tense. All right, Lisa, I won't bore you with the details. Play on or go home?
I'm going to play on.
Play on.
I like it, Lisa. Okay, question four. Things are going to start getting a little bit more difficult now. Question four. Name any social media.
Snapchat.
Oh,
that's a good one, I think. That's good.
And I have written down TikTok.
Oh, Lisa.
Lisa, it's getting serious now.
You're through to round five, which is where it gets very difficult. So do you want to risk losing your four passes and play? Or do you want to go home with the four?
I will play.
You'll play.
Go on, you mad thing.
I like it, Lisa. Here we go. The fifth and final question on Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down. Name any American president.
Barack Obama.
For five IMC Cinema Passes, Lisa, I have written down Barack Obama.
who said that
in the background? Who said it, Lisa?
That's my sister.
That's your sister.
Can I see your sheet there just for clarity?
Just for clarification, number five, written
Barack
down
Obama.
In black and white ink.
Could have gone for Abe Lincoln.
Abe Lincoln. Lisa, thank you so much for playing. I hope you had fun, did you?
Yeah, I was good. Yeah.
Oh, good, I'm glad.
Sorry, Lisa.
Have a great day, Lisa.
No problem. Bye.
The disappointment at the end always gets me. It's not fair.
And just
after
like that,
such a great game.
My first game of 2025. Don't say the same thing to David's.
Do you want to say it again?
It's my first game of Don't Say the Same Thing to David's Written Down. I was awful sick.
I was awful sick. 22nd of January. Yeah.
I was awful.
First game of apparently the greatest radio game of all time.
Yeah.
What a. Yeah.
Oh, I would never
that's
say that,
a great
Emma.
Turn for the greatest.
I would never say that, but I'm glad, Emma, you think so. If you would like to play tomorrow, you know, next week, we will do it again. You can get an early game in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038. We'll play again next week.
Do you think people are going to queue up for a full week?
Oh, hell yeah.
To play this for next week.
I've got texts coming out the wazoo.
You do. In
to
your
play this
wazoo.
Game.
You're
doing your wazoo.
American presidents, who we got?
Yeah, oh, I thought that was quite a broad number
I
five.
I thought people would panic on that.
If anyone has seen Hamilton, you've got John Adams, you've got George Washington, you've got Thomas Jefferson. I would have slayed that.
Oh, you would have slayed.
Yeah. You know, I'm doing this musical, Sweeney Todd's coming up in a month's time, and I had rehearsals last night. And something that I'm worried is going to happen to me over the next few weeks is I'm afraid I'm going to get a back spasm because we have to do all these like mad twitching.
Twitching.
Do all these crazy twitches. That's a little spoiler because we're all like spooked.
Oh. Okay.
And it's going crazy.
Oh, yeah, they do kind of do those little sudden movements.
And after rehearsals, my back does be like in bits because I am given the twitching.
Well, to be honest with you, I was going to say it to you earlier on. I didn't want to call you out, but your posture is terrible.
It's giving Quasimodo.
No, you were looking at your phone earlier and your head was directly.
Oh, you being serious?
The Yeah, your posture, girl. You need to mind your head. I was like, that girl's poor neck. You were looking at your phone.
I thought the same,
and your
Ash.
Your head was literally not just glancing down.
Face
green.
Like,
there you go. Now I'm even more anxious.
Maroon 5 and Megan Thee Stallion on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. Do you remember that big Adam Levine story in 2022 about how he was texting some girl he fancied while he was with someone? And
he
then
was married.
And then named his kid after the girl?
Did he?
Something like that. Oh. It was real weird.
I don't remember that bit, but yeah, I do remember the texting.
And do you remember the
didn't he have to apologise or something?
Oh, he did, yeah. Do you remember their song Sunday Morning?
No.
Oh.
I do, I really do rate Maroon 5 though.
Oh, his voice is like
some banger.
Do they still, are they still together?
I think so, yeah. That was only a couple of years.
It's probably busy texting.
Michaela's on the way. Catch you back here in the morning.
Good luck.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Norwegian Cruise Line invites you to experience more in the Caribbean, Alaska, Europe, and beyond. For a limited time, get 50% off all cruises and enjoy NCL's all-new More at Sea cruising package, including unlimited open bar, specialty dining, and more. Visit ncl.com, call your travel advisor, or 1-888-NCL-CRUISE. Offer ends soon. Norwegian Cruise Line. Ships registry the Bahamas and USA. Restrictions apply.